you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, we'll have much rejoicing tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you have already received a healing of some kind in your body in any of these meetings, either church, praise God, any of the three churches, praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And man in the back row, you lifted up your hand. You're already doing better today, aren't you? Praise God. A lot better already. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're just so blessed. Hallelujah. Let me invite you to go with me to Mark chapter 5. Yes, one more thing. Kevin will be at the back after the service. I may be there. We'll see. To shake your hand, if you want to give him your card afterwards, if you want to take it home, pray about it for a while, see what God would have you do. You can send it anytime, or you can go online. Lots of easy ways to give, and we're just blessed anyway. But Kevin would love to meet you. Praise God, and greet you again, and thank God for your partnership. Hallelujah. I want to invite you to go with me to Mark chapter 5. You know, when we travel with Brother Hagin's ministry for 10 years, our Bibles seem to just fall open to Mark 11 and Mark 5. And because he would go there over and over and over again, but there's just so much richness here. And I believe what the Holy Spirit would like us to just encourage you about tonight and in your receiving from God is boldness. Boldness. Now, the reason I think the Holy Ghost wants to just encourage us along these lines is because I know that the family churches, starting with Pastor Michael and Fredonia and all the different ones as well, there is much to do about protocol. You know, there's protocol in the things of God. There's order, isn't that? Isn't that right? There's great order. And where there's great order, I'll tell you what, you get great results. When you do things God's way, there's great results. Amen? But also, I just believe in the midst of great order, don't lose your boldness. Amen? In the midst of great order, you don't have to be timid. Look at our military. There is great order and great boldness. Isn't that right? We had we met a gentleman who at one point, we'll get to Mark 5 maybe in a minute, but anyway, we met a gentleman who part of his job was to introduce new weaponry to our military. And he would go to the different military bases and he would introduce the different weaponry to the different divisions and show them different things about new stuff and particularly, you know, different guns and things. And now I'm not, I don't know anything about guns. But so I'm not going to pretend I know anything about guns, but I will tell you what he said. And he started off with, the lower ranking guys in the military. And he said some of them were so cocky. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, they're like, we're in the Army, or we're Marines, or we're, you know, whatever it is. And he said the lower ranking guys, you know, they're just all about the guns and all about the, you know, I mean, this is going to be exciting and all that kind of stuff. And then he'd get up in the higher ranking, and then he said he'd get into like special forces. And the special forces in the different areas of military, he said they were some of the most humble people because they knew what they had. They knew who they were. They knew who they were. They knew they had the muscle. They knew they had the skill. They knew what was under. They knew what was backing them. They knew their organization would work. They knew the plans would work. They knew the order would work. And so they were humble, and they were, you know, just very calm about everything. You know, yeah, good, 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 good. You know, and he was really taken with that. And, you know, these are the guys that have the most muscle, so to speak, and yet they're the calmest. You know, interesting. And so where there's great order, you know, you get some things done. Amen? But at the same time, what I believe the Holy Ghost wants us to get tonight is boldness. Boldness. Why? Because you know in whom you believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can be bold without being out of order. And God invites us into the throne room. Paul said it this way, come. Come boldly. He didn't say go, he said come. In other words, I'm already there. Come on. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Why can we come boldly to the throne of grace? Because it's not by our own works. It's because it's the throne of grace. We know what Jesus has done for us. And it's only because of what he's done for us that we can come. But he invites us not to come timidly, not to come cowardly, but to come boldly to that throne of grace. To obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. We need mercy. Mercy, and I love that the way Kevin has taught this before, mercy is where God treats you better than you deserve. Better than you deserve. And how many of you know, really, we don't deserve anything. So better than we deserve is better than anything. We don't deserve anything by our works. He rewards faithfulness, amen? He rewards these things, but our works don't get him any, doesn't make him love us more, doesn't, amen? We come for mercy and grace to help in the time of need. But isn't it interesting, when we're in the time of need, how often we don't go boldly. When we're in the time of need is when we want to kind of back off and kind of just come real quietly, you know, and just sort of approach God and, oh, the reverence and the, yes, we reverence him. But he invited us to come boldly to the throne of grace. So here in Mark chapter 5, and I vow every time not to talk too long. We want to get our hands on you in the name of Jesus tonight. Praise God with his healing power. But we want you to be able to come boldly to the throne. Amen. In verse 21 of Mark's Gospel, the fifth chapter, it says this. Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet reverently. Amen. Amen. Fell at his feet reverently and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. Now here he came reverently, yet at the same time he told Jesus exactly what he needed. Come to my house. Lay your hands on my daughter. She's at the point of death. I can't imagine any more horrible position to be in than your child is at the point of death. And so it says he begged him earnestly, but he was bold enough to say, Jesus, come to my house and get your hands on her that she may be healed and she'll live. Glory to God. Now, interesting enough here, so Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. So Jesus went with him. Now, out of all these people, one man was bold enough to say, will you come to my house? All these people were around, but this man, yeah, he's a ruler of the synagogue, but he humbled himself. He came reverently, yet with boldness, to say, this is what I need. I need you to get your hands on my daughter. Now, interesting thought, though. What's so important about his hands? What's so important that Jairus would say, I need you to just get your hands there? There was a nobleman who came on behalf of his servant. He said, you know, you just say the word, you know. Jesus said, go your way, your servant's healed. And he did. The centurion came, you know, or the nobleman's son, the centurion came on behalf of his servant. Jesus said, the centurion said, you don't even have to come, just say the word. And he did. But Jairus said, I need your hands. I need your hands. He must have heard, because faith comes by hearing. He must have heard what Jesus, it was his custom. The Bible says in Luke's Gospel, the fourth chapter, it was his custom wherever he went to say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. Jesus told people he was anointed. Glory to God. Now that's bold right there, isn't it? Jesus said, I'm anointed. God has put himself on me. That's what the anointing means, to put something on something else. So God is on me, Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. Now the Jews also knew, Isaiah the 10th chapter in the 27th verse, it says that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. What yoke? Bondage. Anything tying you to something else is a yoke. Amen. Anything tying you to something else. Addictions are a yoke. Sickness is a yoke. Amen. And so if it ties you to something else, it's a yoke. But the Bible says that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. So if Jesus went around saying, the Spirit of God is on me because he has anointed me, the people knew that that anointing would destroy yokes. Amen. They knew that that anointing would destroy yokes. Hold your place here, if you would, in Mark chapter 5. We're going to come right back to it. Look with me to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Hallelujah. In verse 17, and he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people. Again, a big crowd from all Judea, Jerusalem, from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. They came to hear and to be healed. Faith comes by hearing. Faith wakes up by hearing the word. Amen. Hearing truth. Glory to God. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So if Jesus told people that he was anointed and that that anointing would destroy the yoke, praise God, Peter quoted in Acts chapter 10 at Cornelius' house, he said how God anointed, he was testifying, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. God was on him, in other words, with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, or on him. Praise the Lord. And so these people came to hear him, and so he must have told them, the anointing is here. God's on me. Yokes can be destroyed today. So they came to hear and to be healed. In other words, they came expecting to leave changed. If they came to be healed, that means they expected something to change. They came on purpose. I call that boldness. They didn't come to see what might happen. They didn't come to see if something might happen. They came to be healed. Amen. Everybody say, on purpose. Now you see, when we get talking about order and doing things in order, sometimes we forget, sometimes we back off a little bit on our boldness because we want to do things in good order. Therefore, we wouldn't dare just kind of reach out for something. We're going to wait to be called on. How many of you remember Bartimaeus? Anybody know who I'm talking about when I say Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus was a blind man. And he was by the roadside begging. That was his normal place to be. And, you know, he could have had his "We'll work for food" sign up. I don't know. But he was by the roadside begging. Everybody knew who he was. And Jesus was going by with one of these crowds of people following him, because everywhere he went, there were crowds. And here's everybody. And there's crowds of people. Just, oh, let's follow Jesus. Let's see what he's going to do. Waiting to see what he would do. We want to be there if he does something. We want to be there if he does something. Bartimaeus says, I'm not waiting. Jesus! Son of David, have mercy. Mercy, mercy on me. We come boldly to the throne of grace. He knew he didn't deserve anything, but he knew who Jesus was, and he's going to get what's on him. Have mercy on me. And they're all going, no, we don't do that here. I'm not advocating chaos, you understand? Amen. In the midst of order, there's boldness. So these folks are going, no, we don't do it that way here. And he cried again, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And finally Jesus goes, I want to talk to that man. He wants something, he's believing something, and I've got what he needs. So he calls him to him. Amen. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but if someone's blind, you can usually tell. Right? If they're standing in front of them, you can usually tell they can't see you. And yet Jesus said, what do you want? Some people I know, well, I just want what God wants. If God wants to do something for me, I'll just take what, you know. No, he said, I want my sight. Friends, family, faith never offends God. Never offends God. Jesus was in a boat with his disciples, or the disciples were in a boat. Jesus came walking on the water. One gospel says he would have passed by them. I love that. He would have just walked by. He's just going to go to the other side. He's not trying to catch up. He's just taking a different route. He's walking on water. And Peter goes, that looks like Jesus, but Jesus is a man and he's walking on water and that must be a ghost. You know, because that's not normal. And so they said, but it looks like Jesus. So Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come. I'm kind of bold. Jesus didn't go, Peter, you're not going to make it. That's not a good idea. You don't know what you're asking. This is water here. Many things are happening right now that are beyond your control. And no, he didn't do any of that. He said, come. Come. Because that was faith. She said, I'll take boldness in any form. I'll take it. I will take your faith. Come on. Amen. Now, Peter didn't go very far. But Jesus said, why did you doubt? In other words, you were doing it. Why'd you quit? Not, you're an idiot. He just basically said, why'd you quit? Amen. So these people in Luke chapter 6 came to hear and be healed. Verse 18, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him. For power went out from him and healed them all. Why did they want to touch him? Because something came out of him. Something came out of him when they touched. They must have felt something. They must have experienced something tangible, something perceptible to the touch. As many as wanted to touch him because power went out of him. I can imagine one person go, wow, whoa, what was that? I got something. And somebody else went, well, if power's coming out of him, I want it. I'm coming to be healed. I expect that for me. It takes boldness to receive from God because it truly proves you trust him. It means you trust him. I am going out on a limb, and if you don't come through for me, I'm sunk. I'm done. But I know you will come through, so therefore I'm out here. Kevin gave his testimony Sunday at in Fredonia when he was a kid and had asthma and allergies so badly, his mother found him dying in the bedroom, brought him out to the dining room table, and she and Kevin's dad looked up to heaven. And they said, God, either there's power in the blood or there's not. There's either power in the name or there's not. But we believe there is. And boldly they spoke life to come back into Kevin. And he never had another asthma attack since. That's boldness to receive grace. Just because it's grace doesn't mean we mosey up to the throne. Because we don't deserve it. No, we come because we're children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't come because I deserve, but I can come because I'm a son of God. So these folks came because something was coming out of Jesus. Something was coming out of him. So Jairus, back to Mark chapter 5, Jairus said, can you come and get your hands on her? Why? Something comes out of your hands. I need what's on you to get into my daughter. I need that. Now listen, the Jews were covenant people. Amen? They had a covenant of healing. This man's a ruler of the synagogue. He understands covenant. He knows he has a covenant of healing. But at this point, he needs assistance. And there are times when you're standing, you're believing God, it is okay to get assistance. Don't feel like that I've got to stand for my healing or God won't be pleased with me. James says, is any sick among you, talking to the church? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil. Anointing, a representation of God himself. Anointing them with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. Oh, that's good news. But we sometimes think, well, if I call, I'll be admitting I'm weak. If I call, I'll be telling the pastor, I can't stand on my own. No, if you call, you'll be saying, I believe this verse. You're calling because you believe God. That's faith, my friend. That's faith, my friend, and that's boldness to receive from God. Don't think you have to get to some level for God to meet you. Just be bold with the faith you have. Amen. Accept assistance. Accept help. Hallelujah. Ask for it when you need it. That's what the body is for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we need boldness. We need boldness. So while Jesus is going with Jairus to Jairus' house to get his hands on that little girl, because Jairus said, if you can just get your hands on her, she'll be healed and she'll live. She'll be healed and she'll live. And so in the middle of that, now all these people are going, oh, let's see what Jesus does with Jairus' daughter. Let's see what's happening. In the middle of it, all of a sudden, Jesus goes, wait a second. Power went out of me. Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? The Bible tells us here there was a woman who had an issue of blood 12 years. Spent everything. Had all the research, had all the tests, had all the treatments. The Bible says she suffered many things of many physicians. I can't imagine the treatments. Then, if you've been to many doctors, maybe you can have the same testimony. I've suffered many things of many physicians. Sometimes the treatments are worse. Amen. Amen. And so she'd suffered many things and many physicians, kept getting worse. But it says she heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. Oh, there's an answer. There's an answer. She must have heard he's anointed. She must have heard that the Spirit of God was on him, because the Bible says she came in the press behind and touched his clothes. And we have her testimony, for she said in her heart, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. I want what's on him. There's something on him I need. I've got to go get it. Now, boldness on her part. She's a woman with the issue of blood, according to Jewish tradition, according to Jewish law. She's not supposed to be there. Not supposed to be out in public. She's supposed to stay at home. Supposed to stay away from everybody. And if she is in public, she's got to go to the store or something. She's got to tell everybody, unclean, unclean, I'm disgusting. Talk about feeling like garbage. You have to tell everybody, I'm garbage. You have to tell everybody, unclean, unclean, don't get near me, I'm sick, don't get near me, don't get near me. She is so bold this day to touch Jesus, she's not saying those things. She came to hear and be healed. She expected to leave changed. Because you think about it, she, as a Jewish person here, you realize who Jesus is with now? The ruler of the synagogue. The one who has the power to stone her for doing what she's doing. That's who Jesus is with right now. She's going to have the boldness to go, I'm getting mine. I am getting mine today. I am getting mine today. I've got to get it. I believe what's on him is for me. And I'm going to touch him. And that power's going to go out of him and into me. And I'm not going to have to say unclean anymore the rest of my life. I see myself well. If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. So she had to be bold enough to get in there. Well, think about this now. Think about the boldness. Jesus said, who touched my clothes? Love this. Means he didn't know who got healed. He didn't know who got healed. All he knows is power went out of him. He can tell. He was aware of the outflow of power. She is aware of the inflow. As the Bible says, she felt in her body she was healed. Notice she believed first, though. She believed or she wouldn't have touched. Then as soon as she touched, she felt. The job is done. I've got it. Jesus knew power went out of him. He said, who touched my clothes? So in other words, if he didn't know who touched him, guess what? It wasn't his decision who got healed. It wasn't his decision who got healed. It was her decision to be healed. She decided to be well when she said, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be well. Jesus was not offended. He was not offended. He did not go, who touched my clothes? No. Faith pleases God. And I imagine he's on his way to Jairus' house. We're ready to go. We're ready to go. Somebody got healed and he went, whoa, somebody got something. Who got it? Who just got healed? Who went ahead and received what's on me? Who went ahead and got healed? And his disciples are going, well, Lord, everybody's touching you. What do you mean? He said, this is different. This is different. This is not just contact. This is somebody did something in faith. It's not just the physical contact. We're laying our hands on you. But it's not just physical contact that makes the difference. It's spiritual. It's a belief in your heart that anointing goes into you. Praise God. And that's what Jairus believed for. If you can just get your hands on her, I just need your hands on my daughter. So while this is all happening, people come from Jairus' house and said, your daughter's dead. It's too late. It's past time. Jesus, don't even bother him anymore. There's no reason for him to keep on coming. And Jesus said, stop, stop, stop. Don't fear. Only believe. Oh my goodness. Jesus. Talk about boldness. The little girl's dead. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. Just believe. Believe what? Believe what you said earlier, that if I can get my hands on her, she'll be healed and she'll live. It's what you told me earlier. If I could just get my hands on her, she'll be healed and she'll live. My hands aren't there yet. My hands aren't there yet. Talk about boldness. Now you remember Jesus operated as a man. Anointed by God, yes, God was on him, but he didn't do things as God, he did things as a man. That is bold to tell somebody whose daughter just died, don't be afraid. Keep believing. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So that boldness on Jesus, he likes it. He likes it. Hallelujah. He got to the house, you know, and everybody, he said, the little girl, she's fine. She's just sleeping. Well, they all knew, no, she's dead. So they laughed at him. They laughed at him. So he put them all out. Took the father and the mother, a couple people with them. Let's go watch God. Let's go watch God be God. Get all that unbelief out of the room. Let's take some people who are ready to believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Boldness. Boldness demonstrates trust. Hallelujah. When you come to God, come boldly. Because He's God and He loves it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll be bold enough to preach it. We'll be bold enough to lay our hands on you. We'll be bold enough to keep you moving. Praise God. Tell you to do something you couldn't do before. Why? We believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think some mountains need to be moved tonight. Hallelujah. I said, I think some mountains need to be moved tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Now, you don't speak to a mountain shyly. You do not move. Amen. No. You're bold. Jesus told a man with a withered hand, stretch out your hand. Wow. Okay. Hallelujah. So mountains are moving tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now this morning, we ministered to just about everybody who needed hands laid on for healing in this morning service. But I did finally reserve to say, if you can't come back tonight, because we just needed to stop at some point. To be honest with you, the power of God was moving through me, and I couldn't take much more. So we just needed to kind of shut her down for a minute. But so first of all, I want to get to those who were kind enough to say, I'm coming back, but I want hands laid on me tonight. Praise the Lord. Who are those folks? This morning they were in this section over here. Praise us. Come on, stand up. Come right here to the aisle. Praise the Lord. Say this, everybody. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Say this, one way that Jesus heals is through the laying on of hands. I believe that Jesus heals today through the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will say this, if you came with the intent to stand in for someone else, we don't do that stand in for someone else thing. What we do is what they did in Acts the 19th chapter. We'll lay our hands on a cloth instead. Praise God. So is there anyone, it was your purpose tonight to come for someone else. Is there anybody? There's one there. All right. Anybody else that's why you wanted to come tonight was to get hands laid, you know, or stand in for someone else. So there's one, two. Praise the Lord. We're going to lay hands on a couple of these cloths and we'll make sure you leave with a cloth. Praise God. That's just the way this anointing works. You know, there is agreement in prayer, and this church will agree with you in prayer. The Bible says, you know, that tremendous power is available when we come together and pray. Hallelujah. But that's a different method than what we're doing tonight. So with this method, we're going to lay our hands on a cloth, and that same power will go into the cloth. Glory to God. Love God's technology. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who in this section would like to have hands laid on you for healing? Anybody in this section over here? Stand up, Brother Dwyer. Anybody else? Praise God. Praise God. Come on over here to this aisle if you would. If you're in this half of the center section and you'd like to have hands laid on you for healing, join him right there in that line. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then when we get a little bit more space over here, the rest of you, if there's anybody else in this section, praise God. Hallelujah. Say it again, Jesus is the healer. Amen. And we're coming boldly tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is it with you?
A lot of things.
A lot of things. Well, Jesus is a big God. Hallelujah. MS.
Uh-huh. Hashimoto's, AFib. Wow. I had a mass removed that mm-hmm. grew back in my ovary. Venous insufficiency, lipedema, and a congenital defect in my renal artery.
Aren't you glad you found this church? Oh my goodness. Woo! You're already a testimony, aren't you? Yeah, glory to God. Growing in you every day, isn't it? Praise God. The Word of God's growing in you richly. Hallelujah. Sustaining you. Yeah, you're overcoming already, aren't you? Yeah, praise the Lord. That's awesome. You're already a living testimony. Hallelujah. But now that disease has to go. Everyone. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Your body no longer fighting itself. Yeah, praise God. Because our fight, I told this to someone else the other night, our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Yeah, in the spirit. So even though what our fight is not against flesh and blood, that means we don't have to fight our own bodies either. And it's difficult when you've had those kind of disease issues because you feel like you're fighting yourself all the time. Yeah. And it's like, how can I get a handle on this? I keep fighting myself. It's like I'm fighting against me because my body's fighting against me. Yeah, I understand. But Jesus and the anointing destroys that yoke. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Yeah, and the contact of our hands is transmitting that healing virtue right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Driving out disease. Be free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank God for our supply of the Spirit joining together. Ha, 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 ha. No match for the devil. No match for the devil. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Excited to hear the rest of that testimony. Praise the Lord, Brother Dwyer. What's up? Oh, look at that. Ready to get rid of that, I'm guessing.
Well, it started in, let's say, January. I mm-hmm. had a series of operations, mm-hmm. Five of them. Mm-hmm. And venous arterial mm-hmm. issues with mm-hmm. blockages. Mm-hmm. Since then, in the midst of all that, when I had the fourth operation, which was a repeat of the first operation on this leg, mm-hmm. what they thought were five blockages in my system turned out to be 11. Got one on my neck over here,
wow.
too. Yeah. Beautiful. God was with me the entire
Absolutely,
time.
Yeah.
He preordained the entire situation in Toledo, Ohio. My wife and I could not have come up with Toledo. And as a result of all of that, when I had the fourth operation, it was more extensive than they had planned, and I lost mm-hmm. so much blood. Mm-hmm. A day and a half later, I had six heart attacks in 12 hours. So they said, we're going to have to do something. So they checked out the heart, and they said, well, you have four blockages, but they're not stentable. Mm-hmm. So we need a vein, but they already knew my one vein was ruined.
Right, right.
Plus the artery. So it's life or death. And I was able to look at the doctor with his mask on and go, I'm not dying.
Good for you.
There are angels all over the room.
Good for you.
I said, and you were preordained way long ago. Because he was like, whatever. I said, did anybody tell my wife? And they said, well, they're telling her. They're going to bring her in. Unbeknownst to me, she told him the exact same thing.
Sure.
So by the second time he heard it, he said, we're going to kick butt. And on the other side of it, he said, I did much better than he had ever anticipated.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. I also have a tri-phase pulse in my artery. We're supposed to have a tri-phase pulse. That's when you look at the Well, when they do a bypass and they use your vein, they hope that they get a biphase. But when they put plastic, I have the elastic pipeline, he calls it, from my groin down to my, as a result of that, they're lucky and they hope that they can get thump as they push the blood through.
Yeah.
They were amazed that I have a triphase.
Awesome.
Unheard of. So I know.
Of course.
I know.
Of course
that the Lord
know.
Has been in all of this.
Yeah.
Here's the side that I need some assistance with.
Yes, sir.
In this, first and foremost, Dr. Bernardo Martinez from Argentina, 42 years a surgeon, looked at me and said, I am shocked. I am shocked that you still have your leg. He said, we have to immediately do something.
Okay. Aren't you glad you know Jesus?
Well, I asked my wife, I said, would you hand me the book, honey? And,
and
I said, nothing against you, doctor. Here's my physician.
Yeah.
And he looked at it, and he looked at my wife, and he looked, and he said, oh, I call him El Señor.
Yeah.
He's a born-again doctor.
Wonderful.
In the
wonderful.
So we had this wonderful, okay.
This is family. Amen. This is family.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And they've been partners with us for...
Praise God. Yes. In here and more, but I didn't want to get crazy. Since all of this has happened, I never took any medication all these years. I've had 3 heart attacks prior to all of this. But now I'm on 8 medications, plus an injection thing I give myself every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. This is probably $1,500 worth of stuff a month.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But I'm free of the curse. I know the Lord is on me. I don't want to be on any of that. For the moment, it's helping my heart heal.
Yeah.
It's doing this, it's doing that. But at some point, I'm fully expecting to be off it.
Because
have to
this
consider
will never be enough. That'll never be enough.
And
Jesus is more than enough.
Exactly. And I know this. And was it 4 years ago when you moved in your ministry at the church to say we were going somewhere?
Yep.
Well, I went forward for, I don't remember. I think it was carpal tunnel.
Something in your hands.
Couple
of things. I remember that.
Thank you. And you said to me, because I made the error of saying, I'm waiting on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, stop waiting. And I think you said it about 6 times. And it went right
like
into
me.
My being. It went it went to a core.
Awesome.
I had also retired at that point. So I had plenty of time to really get more in depth with the Lord.
Yeah.
And when I did that, excuse the expression, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Spiritually, physically, psychologically, it was everything. And so when this all happened suddenly, I was fully prepared because my wife and I have been taking ministerial courses. We're going to be finished in 2 weeks. And this was the book that we had been studying 6 months prior to the surprise.
Yep.
No
God
surprise
just,
to God.
God just gets us ready for the test. Listen, tests come.
So excited.
But when you're prepared, you can ace the test.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And that's exactly right. But I just want agreement and whatever else the Lord
I
has.
I am blessed
through your
right
ministry.
Now to be holding your hand, sir, because when we came to Fredonia and we came to South Dayton and Olean, praise God, one of the people in my heart was you. Because God wants to reach out to you. And I had it in my heart. I said, God, what about Brother Dwyer? What about Brother Dwyer? He needs to get this. So you're getting it. Praise God. That's awesome. Awesome. But we're adding our supply of the Spirit now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not because you're deficient, just because it's another supply of the Spirit to add to what you've been believing for. Glory to God. So we don't have to fear those things like you didn't. That's awesome. You just walk. You're walking on the water is what you've been doing. You've been walking on water with Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. Because sometimes those circumstances, when the circumstances don't change immediately, sometimes people think, what did I do wrong? The circumstances haven't changed.
Mm.
Jesus walked on the circumstance.
Mm.
The waves and the wind didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
He walked right on top of them. Amen.
Mm.
And so Brother Dwyer's been walking on water here with his faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. He's been walking on top of those circumstances. Didn't look like they've changed. Doesn't look like something. Some people would go, well, that's, Ned doesn't seem, no, he had to go the doctor route. No, he's walking on top of circumstances. Other people would be dead. He didn't sink. You didn't God sink. You didn't sink.
Not even a doubt.
You're not going to sink.
Not a bit.
Hallelujah. And this whole time you've been holding my hands, the anointing's been going into you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I don't let go too easy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in the name that is above every name, with all the boldness we know. Ha, ha, ha. Yes. In Jesus' name. Yes. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you. That's so funny. Straightening his teeth in the meantime, in other words. Because he's got a lot to go. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful testimony. We'll see the finished result of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's lift up our hands and thank God what he's doing in Brother Dwyer's body right now. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
I have my ears disease and my hearing is kind of impaired on one side. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of noise.
A lot of noise in that same side.
Both sides.
Both sides. Yeah, you ready to receive tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Been ready and preparing your heart. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. So in Jesus' name now, we minister God's healing power to your body. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Disease be gone. Ears open in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Just taking it right now. Taking it right now. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was there one ear that was better or worse before?
This one.
That one was the one that wasn't as good before. Yeah. Could you hear whisper? Could you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
you can hear whisper. Praise the Lord. But it was just more dull before.
Right.
Or, yeah.
And the noise.
And the noise.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I would invite you to go to someplace quiet here in just a second. And you'll see a difference. Or you'll hear a difference. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Somebody on this side? Come on up here. Yeah, that's okay. What's going on with you?
He has a red 40 allergy, so the red dye gets him like ADHD kind of a thing. He's moving too much and it drives him crazy, and he's been able to recognize it. And this morning in service, I got a healing, and he wants a taste of it. So
all right, that's awesome. Take my hands. You ready for Jesus to do that for you? Yeah. In Jesus' name, we minister God's healing power to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, no more reaction to that. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, there you go, buddy. There you go, buddy. Now it's yours. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Well, 6-7 months ago, I had a groin injury. And Pastor Mike has taught us how we can pray and get healing by ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's mostly gone, but it isn't. But now my hip and my knee is, I think it's because it's partially still not.
And all that kind of stuff.
It's still hurt. It's it's healed, but not completely.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you can be bold about it.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah, amen. So in Jesus' name, yeah. That's right. That's right. That's yours. That's yours now. In Jesus' name. Be well, be well, be well. Come on, let's walk. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How we doing? Good? Good? Tell the difference yet? A little bit? No, nothing yet? But it's getting better. Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, that's what you came for. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Getting better and better right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody else on in this section? You can come. Praise God. What's up with you?
A hammer fell on my back.
A hammer fell on your back. Bless your heart. Wow. How long ago did that happen?
A week ago.
A week ago. And it got bruised and hurt.
Yeah. I haven't been able to get rid of the headache.
Yeah. You ready to receive now? Good for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It took boldness to stand up. Boldness to have this microphone in your face today.
Especially when it was my fault.
Oh, it's no big deal. Things happen. Whether it's somebody's fault or nobody's fault, the best thing is we get to overcome. Hallelujah. God never holds any of that stuff over us. Like, nah, you better stick with that because it was your fault. No, He just loves us so much. Just loves us so much. So in Jesus' name, we minister God's mercy to you right now. And that power flows into your body, taking away that pain. Taking away that pain. In the name of Jesus, right now, we command that pain to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Move around or do something. Praise God. Hallelujah. That headache's already gone, isn't it? That's awesome. Praise the Lord. That's how much He loves you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who's next? Praise the Lord. Yes.
Hi. She has really bad allergies. Ever since she's been born, we've gone to the ER many times. And I want it gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You ready? Yeah. Amen. In Jesus' name, we minister now to this little one. Oh, Father, we thank you. No more allergies. No more reactions. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, that's the power. That's the power going into you right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yay. Yay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. You want it all. What's going on with you?
Well, I need my teeth and my gums healed.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes healed.
Yeah.
My eyelid.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Lots.
Good for you. Glad you're bold. Yeah. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, we minister now God's healing power. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's the power flowing right now. That's the power flowing right now. Glory to God. Yeah, Jesus knew when it left him and went into her. Yep, yep, yep. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Changing now. Changing now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good tonight? What's going on with you?
I have a couple things. Okay. For about 10 years, my knees have been bothering me, mainly my right one. And I had cataract surgery in my left eye, and now I have fluid leaking out around it, so I may have to have that removed and replaced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you ready to receive tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we speak healing and minister healing in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Yeah, that power is flowing in you. That power is flowing in you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go up these steps here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. How's that feel on your knee?
Still a little slightly there, but much better.
But already better, right?
Already, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That's what we go for. We go for what's already better. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's working in you right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Moving real good. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yes.
My ears.
Terrible noise in your ears.
Mm-hmm. Constant.
Constant.
Yeah, and smoking addiction.
Yeah, ready to get rid of that. Yeah. Amen. Nothing needs to hold you back. Amen. There's too much power going on in you for anything to hold you back. In Jesus' name, yoke-destroying power right now. Ha ha. Be free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ears, ears, listen to the word of the Lord right now. Be well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, praise the Lord. What do you think?
They're just like all of a sudden, just slowly.
Yeah.
Quiet. My ears.
Yeah, like the waves just went calm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Silence. Almost.
And not only are you going to hear the Brasite Kepro, so now you'll hear the Brosul Ravata. For there's a place in the Prashikele that you haven't even come into Prashikele. But now, Kosikele.
Yeah, now not only are your ears hearing normally from the natural side, now your spiritual ears are more sensitive to the voice of God. And now your spiritual ears will hear clearly. And now there is nothing obstructing you hearing from the voice of the Lord. So be bold. Be bold and go into the throne of grace with boldness. Nothing holding you back. And you will hear everything you need to hear clearly.
Be blessed! Oh! Oh!
Praise the Lord. Woo! Woo! Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You'll see. You'll see. Press the
Hallelujah. Press. Glory, 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 glory. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. What's going on with you, honey?
So I've had a lump on my back for a little less than a year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt. It's just there.
It's just there.
And I just want it gone.
Yeah, amen. In the name of Jesus, we minister God's healing power. Yeah, that's the power of God going into you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Yeah, yeah, it's healing you right now. Healing you right now. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. You came and you got it. Woo, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, let's stand up. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the same power going into these cloths right now. In the name of Jesus, that same anointing going into these cloths, they'll become storage batteries of the power of God. And when they're taken to the bodies of the sick, that same anointing will go into them. Drive out sickness and disease. Drive out pain. Drive out what is wrong in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Courtney, come.
Yeah, little by little, Prasikita. No more. Don't be at rest, Prasikilipa. Be al sukraveta. But you will come, Prasikita. You will karosikita. Little by little, you'll kasilivete mose.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, little by little, things will come. But don't be upset with little by little, because you need to take small steps right now because of the season of life. It's fine. It's good. Nothing to be concerned about. You've got your children. You've got your family and things that you've got to attend to. Do it with all your heart, with all your might. But also at the same time, along with that, little by little, you'll get things planted in your heart. Planted in your heart, and you'll find that those things are growing in your heart as your children grow. Those things are growing in your heart that the Lord's placing there as your children grow. And then when it's time, those things in your heart will be at full potential. Mm-hmm. They'll already be at full potential. You don't have to start over. You won't have to start from square one. Those things are already growing in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when it's time, you'll walk in the fullness.
Yeah.
You'll be able to put the sickle in and reap the harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Brother Kirk, would you and Amy come up here? We can minister to you. You keep seeming to come up. Hallelujah. Come up on the Holy Ghost radar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I just want to bless you. Jesus. You know, faithful people shall abound with blessing.
Amen.
So, you come, you've been the you but now even more, you'll see, will
hallelujah. And you go here and you go there and you serve here and you serve there and you put your hand to this and you put your hand to that, you put your hand to this and you put your hand to that, but now it's time. Now it's time. Oh, Prabhakashte, to come up and receive. Receive.
Yeah.
Receive. You've given, now it's time to receive. You've sown, now it's time to reap. There is a receiving time now for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Receive favor. Receive influence. Receive boko sambra kashte de rebaso. Receive honor. Yeah. Receive honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never demanded it, but you'll receive it. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless, bless, bless. Bless,
and you prasekarabanda, mosekita. You see praseta. You see the prasulavata. But now greater safravata, greater prasuta. And it'll be more the prasekita, much more pakasekita. So come prasekita, yukuruvaseta, and prapasul.
In your position, you see, and you see, and you see, and you see everything. Privilege to see. Privilege to have eyes to see what other people don't see. But at the same time, says the Lord, you have spiritual eyes that see what others don't see. And so be more and more dependent as the days approach to use your spiritual eyes to see. And it'll seem like you're seeing it with your natural eyes, but it'll be your spirit man that sees ahead, that your spirit man is prepared ahead even greater than you have in the past. Hallelujah. So there is coming a time when you'll see further ahead than you saw before. And so the preparation is there. Glory to God. And then you'll see with your natural eyes what you saw in your spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you'll be even more effective than you've ever been. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Miss Courtney, one more thing. I got to do what we saw in this, what I saw in the spirit tonight before we came to church. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, yeah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! 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 Oh, yeah. So happy. So happy. So happy. Oh, rejoicing, 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 rejoicing. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Glory. Woo! Woo! Ha, ha, ha. There'll be more of that. There's going to be more of that. There's going to be more of that. A whole lot more rejoicing. A whole lot more rejoicing. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Yeah! 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 Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's just the Spirit of God revealing something to His people. Amen. Hallelujah. To help us face the future. Help us go to our next place in God. Hallelujah. These aren't things we just thought up about people. Amen. These are things that God reveals. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, talks about manifestations of the Holy Spirit. This is one of the ways God manifests, even by speaking a word that's word of wisdom. Praise God in manifestation. Hallelujah. Glory to God about some things that are coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so God just encourages us for what's ahead. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what, there's a whole book full of words for you of what's ahead for you. The Bible says with long life He will satisfy you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It has been our honor to be with you. Praise the Lord, each and every one of you. We look forward to the next time. Thank you for receiving our ministry. Thank you for those of you who have it in your heart to partner with us. I do want to say, for those of you we laid hands on, there's a little white piece of paper on our table that says healed at the top. We would love to have your testimony, what God did for you, in you. Take it, keep it with you until you're ready to tell us your story. That's fine. Praise God. Or maybe you're ready to tell us right now. You can give your testimony right away and just leave it at the table if you like. You can also go to our website, DurantMinistries.org. There's a testimonies page. Go to the testimonies page and there's a place for you to fill out your testimony there. It'll go right to our office. It's not for everybody else to see, but it'll go right to our office. We can get it that way. There's also a free downloadable message, how to keep your healing. We want you to keep what God's given you. Praise the Lord. So we encourage you to listen to that as well. So we'd love to hear your testimony. We'd love to rejoice with you. Praise God. God bless you. We love you, Pastor.